This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy or forward it if helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
We're thinking in this Christmas season about the King. Who is the King? And our theme is called There Is Another King. And we've looked at there is another King called Jesus. There is another King from a different world, and today our theme is there is another King, we have come to worship him, which is what the children have just been enacting, because everybody worships somebody. We all have little kings and queens in our lives that we worship, and it's a question of who do you worship, not whether or not you worship, whether you worship the king within or the megastar without. Jesus came as a poor man, as a humble person, but we believe that he is actually the King of all kings, and he's come to set us free from sin and break the power of death, and so he is worthy of our worship and for us to come to him. A little while ago, Alison and I were in London, and we were on our way to see a show, and we're walking through Leicester Square. And do you know when they do the premieres of films and they have the red carpet in front of that cinema? It's in Leicester Square. You may have seen it on TV. And they had all the barriers up, and we noticed loads of people gathering around. And there was a big crowd surging. And as we were just as we walked past, there were some limousines rolled up. And we could see some signs which said something like Quantum Solace or something. We're not big into films, so we weren't quite sure what was going on. And some famous people got out. At least they seemed to be famous. The fans all started shouting, and they were screaming and throwing bunches of flowers and trying to get selfies. I can't remember who it was. We did go and see a film, didn't we, this year? I think we went to see BFG, the new BFG. Anybody seen that? Yeah? And I think we'd recognize him if he'd got out of the limousine. We'd have known that was him. And we'd hear the whiz poppers coming, wouldn't we, if it was him. But when he went to visit the Queen, what did he do? He bowed the knee, didn't he, to the Queen. And he was very humble, and he was very worshipful. Although she, in the end, gave him the gift of that big breakfast. If you've seen it, you'll remember. When the Queen comes to visit us, we put out the bunting, and people give her gifts. When a pop star sings on a stage, people throw gifts onto the stage, all sorts of interesting things. When the Prime Minister visits another country, they will take a gift with them for the leader of the other country. Film stars, pop star fans, cowgirl fans, even the Queen's fans, all exhibit a form of worship, and we can tell because of the way they give their gifts. So 2,000 years ago, kings such as Oba would often send emissaries to another country with gifts for the king. And the typical gifts would be gold and frankincense, which is a sort of perfumed incense, and myrrh, which is a sort of holy oil. And these were the sort of high-end gifts, the ones that you get in expensive catalogues that they would take to foreign kings. Let's just read. We've been seeing the Nativity. Let's just read a bit one of the stories about that. Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi, which is another name for sort of wise men or astrologers or emissaries from another king, came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Which is the theme for the day, we have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, I'll bet, and all Jerusalem with him. So he called together a council of all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, and he asked them, he didn't doubt where that it was happening, he said, "Where is it happening?" And they looked in the Bible. Interesting. Started with astrology, but they looked in the Bible for the real answer. "In Bethlehem," they told him, "for this is what the prophet has written. You, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Ah, Bethlehem. So Herod called the Magi secretly, found out from them the exact time the star had appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. Do you believe him? No. No, he's a baddie. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, because he was a king. And that's what they did in those days. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Very wise. This is God's word to us. It's absolutely right. It's given to us because he loves us, and we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Would you come and be with us this morning as we hear a little bit about this story? Would you help us bring worship to you in what we do? So this story, it's a nice story. You could say it's the first Star Trek. You get that? You know what I did there? First Star Trek? Yeah, good. I got a thumbs up on that one. It's a nice story, but it's political and theological dynamite. Stars in the sky, the conjunction of planets, freezy dead occasion. It's thought to signify the birth of royalty or the downfall of a kingdom. So wise men, astrologers from elsewhere, would see something like this and they would think, there's a king happening over there. And they went, where would you go? You'd go to the capital city. They went to Jerusalem. I don't think there were three of them. I think there were loads of them, because they made a big enough noise in Jerusalem for everybody to notice. Who are these guys talking about another king? And Herod gets a bit upset about this, doesn't like the sound of it at all. And you know what happened. So they go to Jesus, and they give him their gifts. Now, there's a number of people in this story. I wonder, who are you most like? Out of the various people in this story, who do you identify with? Are you like the sheep and the cows, munching on their grass, scrumdiddlyumptious, contented, but sort of oblivious? Is that where you're at? Or are you like the innkeeper, just a bit busy, too busy to notice what's going on? Are you like the Jewish people who were waiting for the Messiah, but they didn't actually take the prophecy and the birth of Jesus terribly seriously? Not then. They didn't notice a dribbly little baby. Or are you like Herod, in power, in charge, a bit of a dinosaur, and who's threatened by somebody else giving the orders? Are you somebody who likes control over your own life and doesn't want anybody else taking charge? You're not going to bow the knee to this usurping king. And he tries to get him later on in the story. Or are you like the wise men, traveling a long way, paying a price, bringing a gift fit for royalty, shimmying up to baby Jesus to pay homage, pledging allegiance? Who are you most like? Who do you want to be like? All these people had the opportunity to come and worship Jesus. The foreigners were the ones who took the opportunity. You've got an invitation to come and worship Jesus too. Don't be too contented, just munching away like those fantastic beasts. Don't be too busy with busyness to miss it. Don't be too cynical to miss a real, true event like the Jewish leaders did. Just sit up and take notice, won't you? This is a real thing. It's not a myth. It really happened. Don't be proud and protective over your own selfish desires and rights like Herod was. Instead, why don't you, like the wise men who traveled and sacrificed, why don't you come? Come to see this new baby king. Come and pay homage to one who doesn't look like a king. He's a baby, a poor baby, but he is the King of Kings. What can you bring when you come to worship? in a moment, when we sing the next carol, people are going to give out these little things here, little beautiful little cardboard boxes. And with them will be a little piece of green paper and some pens. And what I'd love you to do is to think about what you would like to bring to Jesus. And you write it on there, and then you put it inside, and you draw the strings together. And then during the hymn, during the second carol, I'll invite you to come up and just put them all around here and give them to Jesus symbolically up here and put them on the sides or on the straw bales. I'd like you to think about what you might want to give to Jesus this year. What didn't the Jewish leaders bring that you might bring? They didn't bring their attention, did they? They didn't change their habits. They didn't bring anything scrunchy. What did Herod bring? He didn't bring snozcumbers. He didn't bring humility. He didn't put down his pride and control and relinquish power. What did he bring? What did the wise men bring? They brought expensive gifts. But what did they represent? They represented time and humility and allegiance and homage. They surrendered to him as they knelt before him. What can you bring? You can bring your life and you can surrender control to Jesus too. You can surrender your ambition and worshipping the wrong things and choose to worship him instead. As we think of this baby born into obscurity, what are we prepared to give? What a price are we prepared to pay? What would you like to offer him? What would you like to bring to him? Your gifts, your skills, your time, your love, your worship, your talents, your attention, your adoration. What would you like to bring to Jesus? Let me read you a poem. One of my favorite poets, a guy called Godfrey Rust, he wrote a poem about this. Do you like poetry? Okay, here we go. The Magi. This is Godfrey Rust. Will you study these signs as carefully as you study the prices in the Christmas catalogues? Will you seek out the manger as diligently as you search for the right scarf of this year's toy? Will you examine your heart's pilgrimage and be sure toward what stable it carries its precious gifts? Will you be a wise fool to seek out and follow the strange star of truth in a sky full of glittering lies? What will you do? What will you do? Will you come and worship? And what gift might you bring? We worship kings and queens today. Everybody does. Whether it's the king within or the megastar without. Whether it's the power of this world or simply a seductive secular worldview. Everybody does. But those who are humbly repentant and gratefully redeemed are discovering that there is another king. One who is not of this world, whose kingdom will never end, who alone is truly worthy of our worship, before whom every knee will bow and every tongue confess, the King of all kings, and his name is, we choose another king, and we come to worship him. And we bring him our gifts. Amen.